Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. I thank God for the privilege to share His word with His people. Let us pray. O wonderful and awesome Creator God, I come humbly to your throne, seeking your mercy and grace. Lord, open the hearts of your people to receive your word this morning. I ask this in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. The title of my message this morning is How to Live in Difficult Times. My scripture text is taken from Psalms 37, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version, verses 1 through 8. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Seek from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. How to live in difficult times. Many of us might have read the book written by Charles Dickens, the English author, A Tale of Two Cities. Charles Dickens wrote this book during a very difficult time. It was during the conditions of low times in London and Paris before and during the French Revolution. And he penned these words, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Many of our parents and grandparents could tell us stories about difficult times. Times when things were hard. The Bible also described difficult times that God's people endured. And we today may consider the conditions in our society and in our communities as difficult. We may also say these are the worst of times. But these are the times we are living in. And we must be resilient. We must survive and endure the difficult times. How to live in these difficult times. The Bible gives us many examples, and one of the strongest examples is in the book of Daniel. Daniel described the difficult times in which he lived. Things were difficult. They were hard. There were problems. No peace. Things were troublesome. There were conflicts. Things were not easy. Daniel was brought into Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar, who was a cruel king, king that destroyed Jerusalem. This destruction then brought many of the Jews into exile. The first chapter of Daniel tells us that some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants from the kings of Israel, some of the nobles and young men of in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand. Yes, these were brought in. Those who had ability to serve in the king's palace and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. Difficult times for Daniel. Daniel and his young Hebrew men were captives. They were enslaved. They were working for a king in the king's palace in a foreign country. These were difficult times for them. How did they live during these difficult times? The Bible details their stories in the book of Daniel. And there were two extremely difficult situations that these young men found themselves in. But there were situations where we saw them live out the way to live during these difficult times. There were righteous men, young men, living in an unrighteous culture. Daniel and the three Hebrew young men known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego continued their righteous heritage in the midst of calamity and wickedness. They lived godly lives in an ungodly society. They lived according to Psalms 37. David, King David, was the one who penned Psalm 37. And he began this psalm with a set of direct instructions. He said, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity. And then he tells them what's expected to happen to them. In other words, he said, do not worry about those things. Stay focused on God. And that's what these young Hebrew boys did. I should say young Hebrew men did. And then the Psalms continue. David wrote, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. And God was faithful to those young men. Daniel was placed in a very difficult situation where he was accused of certain actions. He did not fret. He did not become angry. But what he did was to continue his godly heritage. He continued to worship God. And he did so without creating any great calamity. But he did not go into hiding. He did not go underground, but he opened that window and faced Jerusalem and prayed 3 times a day. Godly living in an ungodly society. The scripture points out that because of that commitment, yes, he committed his ways to the Lord. He trusted in God. He committed his ways to God. And it was because of that he was thrown into the lion's den. And you know the story. That he rested while he was in that den. God protected him there. There the hand of God became his protection. The one that was not resting was the king, because he knew what the unfair situation Daniel had found himself in. And most likely had some liking to Daniel. But what was important is that the king, he spent the night, according to Daniel 6, verses 18 to 23, the night fasting. He had no musician. He didn't want to be happy. He also, the scripture said, didn't get any sleep. But he rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually, listen to that, continually, wasn't an in and out relationship that he observed. He observed Daniel's continual service to God, continual worship to his God. He said, that God who you serve continually, was he able to deliver you from the lions? And a voice came back from the den. And it was not the roar of the lion. It was Daniel's voice that said to the king, oh, king, live forever. My God, you see, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Isn't that what the scripture says? That he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. This was righteousness brought forth as light. This was justice as the noonday. Yes, God's justice. And the scripture says, now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. Trust. He committed his ways to them. And that justice was as the noonday. He was delivered. Yes, we knew the, most of us know the rest of the story, that those who came up with that scheme to kill Daniel, or have Daniel kill in that lion's den, those who connive all the ways to get rid of him were thrown into the lion's den and were devoured by those lions. Yes, you can live holy. Yes, you can live godly in an ungodly society. And we see this demonstrated also in the event with the Hebrew boys, with the three of them who would not bow to the image, the golden image, Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, it was, I guess, a new religion established when the scripture says in Daniel 3 that they all must fall down and worship. If not, they will be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Not a pretty sight. But these young Hebrew boys decided that we'll stand up. Trust in God. We'll stand up and commit our ways unto him. And they were strong in their commitment. For they told the king himself that they were not going to bow down. No disrespect, king. No disrespect. But they said to him, we will not fall down and worship the image which you have made. Even with the threat of being thrown into the burning fiery furnace, they committed their way unto the Lord. Yes, the king said, and who is God who will deliver you from my hands? They did not fret themselves. They did not get angry. They lived according to that guideline in Psalm 37. They rest in the Lord. Yes, they were thrown into that fiery furnace, and you know the story. While they were there, as they were thrown in, that furnace was so hot that it devoured and killed those who were responsible for throwing them in. But in the midst of the furnace, God showed up. Because when you rest in the Lord and you wait patiently for him, he shows up. Even in the midst of the fire and in the midst of that fiery furnace, he showed up. That when they were taken out, they did not even smell of smoke. They lived righteously in an unrighteous culture. And those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. For if that is the case, our God, you know, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, if is that is our God's desire, if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. That's commitment. That's trust. They trust in the Lord. They committed their way unto the Lord. And they made it known unto the king. The king was amazed, but he was able to give praise himself to God. The scripture says in Daniel 3 verses 26 to 28, talk about Nebuchadnezzar praises to God. When he saw them, that not even their garments were affected, and the smell of fire was not on them, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. You see, the enemy couldn't realize your commitment to God and have to bow to that commitment. His servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made as ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. What a testimony. What a way to live in difficult times. There is no other way to live in difficult times. Psalm 37 is a complete guide on how to live in difficult times. Don't fret, trust in the Lord. Don't fret, delight in the Lord. Don't fret, commit your way to the Lord. Don't fret, rest in the Lord. Don't fret, wait on the Lord. Don't fret, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Live like Daniel lived. Live like Daniel's companions lived in Babylon. Live righteous. Live righteous. Commit. Trust, delight, commit, rest, wait, and cease. Don't fret. Amen.